Hello, Lions. This is Summer Lewis with WRFP, Piedmont Student Run Radio Station. Today we are here with President James Millichamp of Piedmont College. Hello, Dr. Millichamp. How are you doing today?
Very good, Summer. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Today we'll be talking about the effects of gun laws on colleges from the Newtown school shooting. I'd first like to start off by asking, what were some of your thoughts and feelings when you tuned on to the television or the radio morning that the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting happened?
Well, I think like everybody else, I was appalled, really, at the level of violence that we witnessed there and the broad range of people that were affected, from young school children all the way through teachers and administrators in the school.
Since the shooting, colleges are looking into more protection and changing gun laws. What are your thoughts on gun regulations at Piedmont?
Well, Piedmont has a very formalized policy concerning firearms on our campus. Except for law enforcement personnel, no one on campus is allowed to have weapons of any kind, which include firearms, but also knives and other weapons, bows and arrows and things like that.
In your knowledge of Piedmont's history, have there ever been once a lockdown or a code red from a shooting or a weapon on campus?
No, and in fact, we have recently implemented an emergency alert system. Frankly, I worry a little bit about the preponderance of lockdowns. It's a little bit like the child who kept crying wolf, wolf. I'm not sure really what the ultimate benefit of those types of exercises are. We do have emergency preparedness drills on an annual basis. There's one coming up next month.
Do you think Georgia should change any of its gun control laws?
I'm not sure about Georgia. I think the nation as a whole needs to reevaluate the validity of allowing individuals to possess weapons of mass destruction. The United States leads the rest of the developed world in the number of deaths per capita from firearms, in particular these assault weapons that military forces are trained to use and by right need to have. But I see no reason why regular law-abiding citizens need to have automatic assault weapons to use for entertainment or even for personal protection. Certain members of political parties will tell you that it's not a gun control issue, that it's a mental health issue. But, you know, every country in the world has problems with mental health, and there's not another country in the world that has as many deaths from assault weapons as the United States has, and that really, in my opinion, is the biggest tragedy here of all.
If you don't mind me asking, do you own a gun?
I do not, but I don't have a problem with other people owning them. Many of my friends own guns. My own brother was an avid hunter, and I don't have a problem with that at all. My view of it is sort of like driving a car. I have a right to operate a motor vehicle, but I don't have a right to drive that vehicle at speeds that will bring harm to other people. We have speed limits that have been approved and accepted by society, and I think I don't understand why people can't make that transition in terms of firearms and other weapons.
When you signed the petition urging lawmakers to oppose guns on college campus, what made you decide to sign that?
Well, I thought it was the right thing to do. I still think it's the right thing to do. And it wasn't just to oppose the possibility of people having guns on campuses. Really, it was to look at the entire problem that's associated with gun violence and the fact that people, in many instances, can buy weapons without thoroughly undergoing a background check, I think is a question that the country as a whole needs to answer. But I'm not sure it will come to that. I wish it would. So we prepare for the expectation that we will be able to deal with events, troublesome events, when they happen. But in the final analysis, I'm not sure you can always protect yourself from every eventuality.
Thank you, Dr. Millichamp. That was Dr. Millichamp. And reporting for WRFP, the student-run radio station, I'm Summer Lewis.